broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Tyler asked him, are you a racist? And he said, yes, I am.
We have seen a dramatic spike.
911 emergency time,
just sign
reported.
We have a police officer over here being excessive right now.
We have seen a dramatic spike.
Holy boobs.
He's a racist. I hate him.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, with a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could but can't. Just ask them. 877-876-PHIL, our website, philhendryshow.com, with live streaming video and audio of the show right now, as well as downloads of our pre-show rants, because if you miss the pre-show, you miss a whole hour of our show. We actually do 4 hours, 1 hour on video. It's uncensored. We talk about all kind of thing. And you're more than welcome to join.
What did you say?
I'm just doing a southern thing, you know.
Yeah, but you say more than welcome, what?
More than welcome to join us.
Oh, okay.
Don't get cute with me, okay?
No, you were talking all southern stuff.
Yeah, I was talking southern.
More than welcome to join.
Yeah, how can you understand that?
Thank you very much for pointing that out, bud. I'll take that under advisement.
Just want you to know, the audience can't hear it. Doesn't know.
Yeah, okay, great. Anyway, you're more than welcome to join us at philhendryshow.com. Phil Hendry here with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard in our news hour, and there's quite a bit, as you can well imagine. If you were with us, by the way, during our pre-show feed, you guys see the, where is that, bud?
Oh, I forget. I think, well...
Yeah, you put it in a cat box.
You put it in a cat box?
Yeah, the newspaper.
I brought that newspaper in. What a dork, man. I brought the paper in because I was showing people the headline. If you're watching the pre-show, you saw me hold up the LA Times that they were leading off 8 of those people from the city of Bell to a jail cell. And the city father there, Robert Rizzo, was right there prominent on the front page as the city mothers and fathers of Bell were being led off to a jail cell, all part of that story that we did last night about this city in Los Angeles that has had these people misappropriating the money. These are individuals who are in charge of the city, a city manager. This guy was a city manager there for 20 years, this guy Robert Rizzo. 20 years. He lived in Huntington Beach.
Are you kidding me, man? He didn't live in a town that he was in charge of?
No, that's what I was telling you. I said, where does this cat live, man? He lived in Huntington Beach. He's in charge of the city of Bell, and he lived in Huntington Beach. 8 current and former officials of the city of Bell appeared in shackles. I mean, you got to love it. And the reason why I brought it up on our pre-show again, and the reason why I'm going to talk about it again here, because this is something that, first of all, you talk about democracy in action. I mean, that's one thing. Now, I got to enter in Bell. Is Bell near Oxnard, California? No way. Where is Bell? Oh, Taco Bell. Will you get out of here?
I thought that was a bell.
That ain't Bell. That's Taco Bell. I'm talking about a city named Bell.
Oh,
I thought you meant Taco Bell, too.
Are you out of your minds? I was talking about this thing yesterday. Taco Bell. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, it's really a beautiful... Look at this. What is this, bud?
That's Bell, Colorado.
Bell, Colorado? I'm talking about Bell, California. Will you... Somebody, somewhere, give me a map of the place. As Bell's chief administrative officer, Rizzo's accused of secretly accruing a salary of nearly $800,000 a year, illegally lending city money to himself, his assistant city council members, police leaders and officers, an array of city workers, ranging from management analysts to a recreation attendant who borrowed $1,500. Now, Bell mismanaged more than $50 million in bond money, levied illegal taxes, and paid exorbitant salaries to its leaders, according to a state audit released on Wednesday. The, I believe, police chief we mentioned was making $450,000 a year. I'm not saying that being a cop isn't hard. I'm not saying that being a cop in Bell is not even, it's probably an impossibility. But I am saying that $450,000 a year for the chief of police, even for a city as, and you know, it's a sad thing. It's a city with 1 in 6 people living in poverty, so I guess that means automatically you better pay the cops real good.
You said I was down near Watts.
If, see this map?
Uh-huh.
Where, what is that?
Well, yeah, I guess it's close.
It's not close, but it's in that, I said it was in the corridor on the way to Pedro. Bell is south of Maywood. It's to the, you know, to the east of Bell Gardens, Huntington Park. It's not what one would call an affluent area. It's right off the 710 freeway. It's right off the Long Beach freeway.
Yeah, but I walked off the 110.
All right. You know what it is, man? It's in that if you look at that square, if you get a map, ladies and gentlemen, look at a square map of Los Angeles, look at a map of Los Angeles, you'll see Interstate 10, and below it you'll see 105. Now, if it was a square, on the left-hand side, you'll see the 110. On the right-hand side, you see the 710. In that square is some of the most depressed living in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is my hometown, but I will be the first one to tell you it's the most segregated city probably in the world.
What are you talking about? You're making everybody sound like you're in a Klan. This is not Alabama, or however you say it.
No, I agree with you, man. It is segregated.
Yeah, well, you'd say that because you're black. You know,
doesn't make any difference. What he's saying, right?
Alabama.
Well, whatever you're saying.
Hey, let me tell you something, Mace. You ain't even old enough, man, so just don't talk. You're looking at Southgate, Walnut Park. Southgate, excuse me for saying this, Southgate is basically carjack country. Cudahy, Maywood. I mean, when I was growing up, some of these towns were, you know, Linwood, you know, you'd see it on TV, the car dealers, and it was sort of suburban then, but man, it's gotten pretty, what is this, Florence Graham, is that the name of a woman or a city?
I think that's like both.
It's a woman and a city, okay. And then, what is this, Central America?
No, Central Alameda.
Oh, okay.
But it's like Central America.
Right. So this is what we're talking about. So there's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of, yes, crime. There are a lot of people who are trying to clean their city up. Thank God for the people that did this in the city of Bell. Who were they? What were they? Where did they come from? Who were these angels of oversight? These good citizens who said something's wrong and we got to do something about it. Who were they? I don't know. But I will forever be in their debt. Yeah, sure. No, they were a group of people that, you know, gave a crap. Here is interviewed by KTLA Channel 5 News in Los Angeles. Here is just a Bell resident as they get, you know, they're getting reaction from the folks today in today's court appearances by their local government leaders.
It's sad. It's really sad to see our elected officials, the people we elected, we put all this trust in, go down this road. People finally are paying attention to the city, finally paying attention to what's happening at City Hall. I think it can be turned around.
Here's a woman who says she almost feels bad for the crooked officials.
All of them all at once. It's very shocking. And more than anything, just see their facial expressions of shame, of guilt, of don't see me hiding behind the lawyers. I feel sorry for them because I guess they never expected to be caught.
So all eight defendants were arrested on Tuesday, appearing first before a judge who postponed their arraignment until October the 21st. No pleas were entered. Rizzo was singled out for criticism in the state controller's audit, which said he had a total control of city funds and used some of the money to inflate his salary and pay off personal loans. All right, so what we got here is a situation of very crooked public officials and some of the people who are watchdogging this thing, just citizens of the city. And then they got the LA Times involved, and then media got involved. These people are they're heroes, you know, they're great American heroes. But like any other situation where everyone likes to celebrate and say, yay, we did a great thing, and like I mentioned on the pre-show, Bell is going to fall back into the same dysfunction. They're not going to have crooked officials. They'll have honest people, but they're going to have honest people that are overwhelmed. In other words, they're going to have a city like every other city in America. They're not all crooked, you know. Not all these people are taking money. Just there's a lot of problems. You watch. There's going to be a very well-meaning and very nice and very strong and very good and very committed and patriotic people that will take the jobs there in Bell, and they'll be up to their ass in alligators. They won't know where to start. And then, within 6 months to a year, guess what will happen? You got it. Bitching and moaning and crying and complaining because that's all still the same. And why is that? Because they expect 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 people to do all of the work while everybody else sits on their ass waiting for it to get better. That is life in America.
That's not always the way it is, except maybe most of the time.
What do you say about the people don't care? I'm sure they do care.
Of course they care. They're just not going to do anything about it, man. They care this much. They elect someone. And like anybody, you know, we hate being treated like garbage on our jobs, don't we? We all hate our bosses and our supervisors who treat us like crap. But if you want to, if you look at it, the American people are exactly the same way with the people that they hire and they elect to represent them to get jobs done. We're the same way. We stand there looking at our watch, tapping our toes, and telling them how crappy they are and how lousy they are and how crappy they're doing their job. And why don't you guys work miracles? Come on, I'll give you a whole 5 minutes to work a miracle and make this whole thing just so much better. And if they don't, they're criminals and they're crooks. This is an example of real criminals and real crooks right here. You want to know what got rid of them? People. People. Because the cops, and by the way, the chief of police in Bell was not arrested and has not been accused of a crime, and I do not believe that the man is a criminal, but I will tell you this, he's making $450,000 a year. $450,000 a year. That is more money, some very, very significant Fortune 500 VP jobs don't pay that. So, that's what's going on.
Why don't you do the what you were saying on the show?
On the pre-show?
Yeah.
No, it's too...
It was good, though, man.
I don't care. It's too much, man. I'll do a shortened version of it. I said that it's all about character, and we'll see what kind of character the people of Bell have, but I'm not singling you guys out. What kind of character the American people have? Right after 9/11, we all got together, and we were holding hands, and everybody was loving on each other, and it was patriotic, and oh, yeah, man. 9 years later, we're all at each other's throats. There you go. That's our character. The top 10 most stolen cars in the U.S. Now, let's talk about something that really reflects, I think, in a positive way on our young people, on all of us. The top 10 stolen cars in the U.S. Let's hope they're Japanese. I'm joking. That's not even really all that funny.
No, it isn't.
Plus, a woman's body is cut in half to treat an aggressive cancer, and she survived. Can you imagine? We cut your wife's body in half, and she's alive. Oh, that's, well, I'll be a son of a gun. Yeah. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL and philhenryshow.com.
It's the Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show, our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Now, what we're going to do, I want you guys tracking this stuff. You understand?
Yeah, so you're going to tell us about a story you want to find out about.
Well, the one with that N-word.
That's the story I want to tell people about, but I want you guys tracking this. And what do I mean by that? I have often said on this show, and I continue to say on this show, that what is called news today is the result of, and I try to make this clear, but I know that it's tough for people to understand. People are not getting news. People are getting the regurgitation of panic from a multi-billion-dollar industry. People are getting panicked regurgitation. In other words, whatever it is that they think will sell their newspapers, sell their magazines, sell their subscriptions, sell their TV network, whatever they think is going to keep people coming back to them, they'll keep throwing at them. Does that mean it's news? Does that mean it's important? Does that mean that it's even true? No, 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 1,000 times no. People have a trust in the news media. People think that they're smart, but they're not. They trust the news media. They say they don't trust politicians, but they trust the news media. They ought to be thinking opposite of that, but they don't, and they don't want to be told what to do, so I get it. Now, here's what I want. I want you guys to track this so-called story. Now, here was the headline, and this is NBC in Denver. And I think that we're on in Denver. Yes, we are. KRCN, right?
Yeah.
All right. There's a news story in Denver about a teacher that apparently... Where is this damn story before I lose my bloody mind? An English teacher accused of being a racist. Accused of being a racist. Accused... Not is a racist, accused of being a racist. Well, it must be true, huh? Well, An English teacher accused of being a racist says his words were taken out of context, that he made a huge mistake. Timothy Thornton was put on paid administrative leave for the 2 weeks after school administrators learned he used the N-word in class and offended a black student. Thornton said he used the word after it was left blank in a story his class was reading on Wednesday. Thornton spoke to some bullcrap news agency in Denver. He said he was upset by the situation, mostly because he hurt one of his students. Tyler.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for the story, because what I just got sent is like the most worthless thing I think I've read in weeks. What happened was this, folks. This teacher used the N-word. Now, that's not a shock, because teachers use the N-word, and we hear about it, and we think they're a racist. But that wasn't the situation. He used the N-word out of context in a very, very bad situation. It was a stupid thing to do. He admitted it was stupid. Number two, the question that I asked during the break, which you guys didn't find out about it, is he a racist?
Well, yeah, he said he was.
No, he said he was to a student as a response to a question that might have been a joke, and it might have been him joking back. But the school is not releasing any information because it's a personnel issue. So what do we have? We have Channel 9 in Denver, which probably, you know, has a hard time figuring out what news is. And then they decide, well, here's something interesting. Here's a teacher that used the N-word and upset a black student. He must be racist, and he admits he has a fascination with the KKK, and his discipline for making racist statements in the classroom and admitting to students his fascination with reading about the KKK is that he's put on administrative leave. Folks, I have a fascination with reading about Nazis.
Well, then they'd say you're a Nazi.
Really? Is that what I am? I'm a Nazi? Well, I got a fascination about reading about the KKK. I have a fascination with reading about the Black Panthers. Now they say that this guy, quote, admitted to being a racist. Do you believe that, folks? Do you believe that a public school teacher who's been placed on administrative leave, all right, has admitted to being a racist? Do you think that that's the truth? Listen to what this teacher said. Now, this is a very, very bold and brave statement for a teacher to make. In fact, he's speaking for a lot of white people when he says the following. He admitted to having racist thoughts and racist feelings. This is something he's been struggling with all of his life. He said his uncle had been in the Ku Klux Klan. He also admitted to the fact that lighter-skinned students may get a better grade in his class than he would judge or teach a black student different than, wait a minute, that they might get a better grade in his class that he would judge or teach a black student different than he would a white student, and it was very disturbing. What he's talking about is the subtle racist sensibility that every white person in this country has, whether they want to admit it or not. He's being a teacher. He's being a teacher. And for that, he gets to be put on administrative leave. Here's a guy that is talking to his students about what it is to be a human being and to be a citizen of the United States, to be a certain ethnicity, and to be dealing with the reality of this country and its struggles and its challenges. Being very honest about this, he's put on administrative leave, and Channel 9 in Denver makes him out to be some kind of a racist. And when they printed a follow-up, they didn't even have the guts to clarify what the guy was talking about when he talked about being a racist. They printed a follow-up story, and I asked my producer, is there a clarification about the N-word in there and the racist comment? He goes, no, they didn't deal with it. Well, of course they didn't deal with it. Here's another example of what I was talking about. This Roger Coleman scumbag, Roger Keith Coleman, was a guy that was put on the front page of Time magazine in the early 1990s because he was on death row. And you guys have heard the story, but this is what I mean about news media and following up. They put him on the cover of Time magazine and said that this is an innocent man. Are we going to kill an innocent man? Right? Well, we did. I didn't say innocent, but they did put him to death in the state of Virginia because he was accused of rape and murder. And they were sure they had the right guy. They put him to death. Well, for the next 10 years after this piece of garbage was dropped down a rat hole, he had a bunch of lawyers working on his dead behalf to prove that an innocent man did get executed. I'll tell you what the result of that was when we come back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
So what?
You said a man, not a racist. You said that that's not even a story.
Look it. I'm a white guy, okay? You can see that.
Yeah.
All right. I am. I've had racist thoughts. I've said racist things, you know. And I'm not even going to comment on whether Robert does it because he's black, okay, bud?
Yeah, but you know, you won't admit to it.
We ain't talking about that right now, are we?
But just because you're black don't mean that you're not racist.
I'm not talking to him about that. Do me a favor, will you, man? Let me just do this, okay?
You think every white person's racist, and you never want to talk about a black guy doing it neither.
I ain't talking about a black guy doing it right now. He was asking me about this teacher in Denver. Is that right?
Yeah. You said that guy is not a racist, even though he said he'd had racist thoughts.
Every white person has them. Every white, and I don't give a damn what. And you want to know something? I'm willing to believe every black person has them. I got my own thoughts and feelings on that. I ain't about to explain it to you, bud, okay?
Why not? You think I'm stupid?
You want the honest answer to that?
Ha ha ha.
Shut up.
Ha ha.
Just be quiet for a minute. So this guy says to his students, I've had racist thoughts, I've had racist feelings, and the way I perceive things may be very racist. Now, do you think this guy wants to get fired?
I don't care, man. I'm just saying that makes him racist.
Well, you know, if you don't care, then I can't talk to you because I'm asking you an honest question. You think the guy wants to be fired?
No.
Then what? Why would he say something like that if not to illustrate a point about being a human being, white or whatever, in America?
Yeah, well, okay, and what about Malcolm King?
Hey, man, don't screw it up on purpose.
What do you mean, Malcolm King? You talking about Malcolm X?
Me.
Sound like that guy didn't do the right thing. What was the guy's name?
Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
Okay, what about them? Ain't they racist?
No, they're not racist. Oh, God, man.
Martin Luther King, man, believed in peace. Malcolm X believed in to defend by any means necessary.
Fine. You guys done? I got to finish this Roger Coleman story. All right, now Roger Coleman, this is a guy that was accused of raping and murdering his sister-in-law. And this piece of garbage, who is about 6 years younger than me, so if he were alive, he would be 52 years old. In 1992, he was finally put to death. And when he was put to death, the state of Virginia put him to death, and when he was put to death, oh my goodness, they just cried and they squirted tears all over the world for this poor man because, everybody was convinced the guy was innocent. They came from all over the world, man, to protest at the site of where this man was executed, which I believe it was someplace in Virginia, I guess, the prison.
Yeah, probably where they had him.
Well, on death row.
Yeah. So now comes some lawyer who I'm sure is a well-meaning man, and I believe that I believe very much in the Innocence Project and projects like that that are finding out that there are innocent men in prison, and they are doing it primarily through DNA evidence, and I think that's great work. I honestly do. This guy who was the attorney working on behalf of the late Roger Keith Coleman, who's now dead, believed that this man, Roger Keith Coleman, was innocent. Why is that? Because he was convicted on a ton of circumstantial evidence. He was convicted on, there was no real DNA evidence in those days. He was put to death in 1992. But the state of Virginia felt they had a very, very strong case. The jury agreed. They put him to death. End of story. Now comes this lawyer and others like him who are saying, we're going to prove that this guy was an innocent man. Okay. Now, Time magazine put this guy, this Roger Coleman, on the cover of their magazine. Are we about to execute an innocent man? And then he gets executed. Now comes, I think it was 2003 or 4, where Coleman's attorneys, that is the Innocence Project, I don't think it was the Innocence Project, I think it might have been a different group of people, they now have finally wrested from the governor of Virginia a promise to test the DNA that they still had as evidence. Now understand that at the time, they could not or did not have the adequate means to test and to corroborate DNA evidence. This was back in the 80s, maybe the early 90s. But by the turn of our, the test was confirmed in 2006. Thanks, Jace. All right. So by the time the turn of the century rolled around, DNA evidence was now being tested and very, very quickly and was being used in court. It was being used in criminal proceedings. Now comes 2006, and they finally get from the governor of Virginia, let's test this DNA evidence. And I watched this thing on television, and I got to admit, I'm sorry, and this is probably wrong, I laughed. I laughed out loud because they had the camera on the lawyer who was convinced that this Roger Keith Coleman was innocent. Yes, that's right, I believe an innocent man, you know, and all this poor guy. And now the phone call comes, and he's in his office. Hold on for a minute, that's got to be the test result, sure. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. This guy never lost a smile on his face. Uh-huh. 98%. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Guess what? It was him, all right. He wasn't innocent. We didn't kill an innocent man. As a matter of fact, it's never been proven that an innocent man has been put to death in the United States of America. Never. Now, I'm not saying it ain't ever happened. But no one can say to you, an innocent man was executed by the state of blah, 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 boom, 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 or the federals this or that or something else. Not within the last, I don't know, man, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
what about Jesse James? Well, he wasn't innocent, was he?
No, and he didn't, he was shot by a guy in his house.
Well, that public execution.
Now, that wasn't capital punishment.
No, he was shot by some cat, and it's only Jesse James.
What about Billy the Kid?
He was shot by another guy.
Well, what about the famous ones?
I don't know, man. Billy the Kid was shot by a guy. Jesse James was shot by a guy. Who else?
What about that Bat Masterson?
I don't know about Bat Masterson. What are you guys talking about, man?
Well, you're talking about the 1960s, like Wyatt Earp. Who shot him?
Wyatt Earp was a cop, okay?
Yeah, but who shot him?
Nobody shot him. The cat died in the 20s. I don't know. He died of a natural...
Died of an overdose?
An overdose of what? Are you an idiot or something? He was Wyatt Earp, okay?
Well, but how did he die?
Probably a heart attack or something. Old age. I don't know, man. An overdose.
Well, you said he died of, and I was going to say overdose.
It wasn't an overdose, bud. Wyatt Earp died in the 20s. But I don't know, maybe. But the point is this. What I'm trying to say is the following thing. You know, Time magazine had this guy on the cover. Now, this is where I'm going with this. Now, when this thing happened in 2006, and I believe it happened in the month of January, I went to the Time magazine archive, and I looked at every damn issue. I'm telling you right now, I looked through every issue through the month of January of 2006 because I wanted to see what Time magazine was going to write as a follow-up some, whatever it was, 15 years later to their big-ass cover story. That cover story, and it shows you how much the magazine itself has changed, but that cover story in 91, whatever it was a very, very, that was a big event. When because this guy, this Roger Coleman guy, you talk about a psychopath. This guy looked straight into the camera. He would give lectures to junior high school students, to middle school students. He would have kids writing him letters. He had people, yes, I'm an innocent man, and treat people good, and all of this bullcrap, right?
I got bladder inflammation.
Who does?
Wyatt Earp.
Oh, yeah, that's how he died.
Okay, great. Can we get off of Wyatt Earp now?
No, but I want to know how he... Didn't he get, like, cystitis or something?
Yeah, he had, like, my girlfriend had cysts, but that didn't kill her.
Yeah. What about that? Will you guys knock it off? I'm talking about something else.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert. Yeah, bladder inflammation killed Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
Thank you very much.
Well, at least you know he wasn't sent to electric chair.
Why would I think they sent Wyatt Earp to the electric chair? Why would I think that, bud?
Because you're talking about it.
Yeah, but he was a cop. He was a cop.
Well, they didn't have no cops then, right? They had like a deputy.
It was a cop, man. Whether they called him a deputy or not, he was a cop. A cop. Why would I think he'd go to the electric chair?
Well, all right. I didn't know.
Yeah, no. He didn't go to the electric chair, and I would never think that Wyatt Earp would go to the electric chair because he was a cop. A deputy, if you want.
Yeah, they don't have no cop.
What the hell do you think they are, man?
They're called marshals.
All right, they were called marshals. It's still a cop. So this guy Coleman, I'm looking through the January issue. This man might be innocent. Now, this was on the cover of Time magazine. This man might be innocent. This man is due to die. Roger Keith Coleman was convicted of killing his sister-in-law in 1982. The courts have refused to hear evidence that could save him. His execution is set for May 20th. Wow. The courts have refused to hear evidence that could save him. So there's Time magazine in all of their self-righteousness. And let's not forget millions and millions of people around the world beating their chests. Mea culpa. Oh, baby. This dirtbag who raped and murdered his sister-in-law. And the details of the crime, you should look them up. I'm not about to go into it. It was brutal. It was gruesome. What this man did. And now he goes to his death with students, middle school students, and he's writing them letters, and he's lecturing, and he's got these anti-death penalty people from Germany are coming over and kissing his ring. And oh, yeah. And he even went so far, he even was this unbelievably psychopathic on the day that he died. I believe his journal entry said something along the lines of, an innocent man is about to go to his death, all that bull crap. And then as he sat there waiting for the, whatever the hell they did to him, what do they call that, man?
Like a joy juice or something like that?
Yeah, joy juice.
Joy juice? You mean lethal injection?
Yeah.
Joy juice. So as they were going to pump the lethal injection into him, I believe his last words were, you're killing an innocent man, right? So, I mean, this guy played it to, it was the electric chair. That's fantastic.
You kidding me? They didn't put a dry sponge in there, did they?
That would have been funnier than hell.
No, I don't know if the sponge was dry or not. But anyway, yeah, they cooked his ass good. Now comes 2006, and they find out, yes, it was him. Yes, the DNA evidence bears it out. Yes, 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 yes. And the lawyer, within seconds, it was a fantastic documentary. The lawyer sits down and says, I was obviously conned. I mean, within seconds. I honestly believed he was innocent. I honestly believed he was innocent. The guy couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that an attorney, a criminal defense attorney, could be such a babe in the woods. That was just Phil Hendry, okay? That's just me talking. So this dirtbag was guilty and obviously... And the thing that didn't happen was Time magazine did not publish a thing about the DNA test results. It was almost as if news, 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 news. Okay, on to the next news. News, 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 news. Well, what about, are you guys going to follow with it? No, 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 we're all done with that. News, 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 news. So you just sort of propagandize something, and I get it, man. It's like, what are people interested in? Okay, cool. Boom, 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 boom. On to the next thing they're interested in. Boom, 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 boom. On to the next thing they're interested in. So don't you do any follow-up or investigative journalism or anything like that? Well, yes, we do, but not anything that's going to make us look bad. So I just thought I'd tell you, that's why I want you guys following stuff up.
Well, we're going to find that a guy like Wyatt Earp died electric chair.
What is it with you and Wyatt Earp?
He's saying, if we found that out, wouldn't you want to talk about it?
You ain't going to find that out, man, okay?
No, but if we did, that would be big.
If you did, yes, it would be big. You're not going to find it out.
No, but I'm thinking, what can we follow up about what you're doing now? I can look into Wyatt Earp and find out if he did die.
If he did die?
No, no, no. I mean, I know he's dead, but if he... Well, what year did he die?
In the 20s, Robert. He's dead.
All right. But you would find out... What if you found out?
If I found out what?
That he died in an electric chair.
I ain't going to find out that he died in the electric chair. There's nothing that you will ever find out that he died in the electric chair. If you came to me with a news story that said Wyatt Earp died in the electric chair, I'd tell you it's horse dung.
All right, man, but I'm just saying, you're the one who's saying we need to follow up.
You follow up on something from the planet Earth, man, not some hallucination, okay? Anyway, we are going to follow up on stuff. And anyway, the 10 most stolen cars coming up next. And don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. What if I find out Wyatt Earp died in an electric chair?
Yeah, but a bladder inflammation.
That's not going to happen, man.
Well,
Phil Henry Show of bladder.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Finally got to use it.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, right after the show tonight. If you go over to our website, within about a half an hour, we have a show log that we put up each and every night, and it gives you a description of our character segments, and you can check those out. Then you can go and listen, download the show from iTunes or our website or wherever, and listen to the show. You can also watch and listen to our video cast, which is on a five-day archive, and you can download our archives, our classic Phil, all kinds of things. A lot of fun, man, over there. State's new death chamber ready for first. To get a load of this, man. I didn't know we had a new death chamber.
Yeah, they're going to use it, man. They're finally going to put somebody down for the count.
I see. I don't believe in a lethal injection and everything.
You don't believe in death penalty?
Uh-uh.
Why, man? You hear what this man did?
You can't judge people on account of that. You have to have a Christianity and everything.
Yeah, okay, bud. Look, like the man said, it ain't Sunday, man, so we don't need a sermon.
Yeah, but you guys get to talk about what you want.
Well, all I'm saying, man, they ain't put nobody to death in California in 5 years. About time.
I agree with him.
Yeah, I bet you do. You agree with him because he's black and you don't want to be a racist.
But you shut up with that, okay?
Everything with you, man, is race.
No. Everything with you is race.
Everything with you, man, comes down when I disagree with you. Oh, you're black, 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 black.
He's right.
Oh, yeah, sure he's right.
He is. He's right. And a lot of times I stick up for you, but he's right. Everything with you and him is black, white, black, white, black, white. Everything.
No. I agree with him on a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah? Okay, so you disagree with him now. Why's it got to be because he's black and you're white?
Because most of the guys, he should agree with me, and most of the ones they're going to put on an electric chair is black.
They don't even have no electric chair, you fool. They got lethal injection. What do you call it? Injection?
Lethal injection. Just shut up for a minute, both of you guys, so I can read this. Everything with you is black and white, man. You know that?
That's what the man said. That's make a world go round.
What? What is that?
Yeah, what does that mean, man?
San Quentin, California. California's new lethal injection chamber at San Quentin is set to be put to use next week with the state's first execution in nearly 5 years. Great. As far as I'm concerned, couldn't happen too soon. Albert, don't roll your eyes, bud, okay?
You're that's not Christian.
Oh, well, listen to the... all of a sudden, you're a missionary. Is that it?
Man, what do you mean Christian?
Albert Greenwood Brown, 56, is scheduled to die in the chamber September the 29th. You want to know what this guy did, bud?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, huh? Well, I think I'll tell you anyway. He's going to go down for the count on the 29th. You know why? He raped and he murdered a 15-year-old Riverside County girl who he abducted on her way home from school in 1980. There was a mother and a father and a family waiting for that child, and they never saw their baby again. She was raped and then murdered by this guy.
Yeah. So?
Oh, so? Oh, well. So?
I don't mean so on account of that, but the Bible says you're not allowed to.
What are you talking? You talk like a simple-minded idiot. You know that?
What do you mean?
I mean, the Bible said don't kill, like being a murderer and stuff, man. This is eye for the eye. You ever seen the Bible, eye for the eye?
You mean eye for the eye. You mean eye for an eye.
Okay, whatever. The $835,000 facility built with inmate labor was... I love this. I'm loving this more and more. Built with inmate labor, was completed in 2008, 2 years after District U.S. Judge Jeremy Fogel halted executions in California because he's a dumbass. How about that, Judge? So we got ourselves a brand new death chamber, and inmates build it. I see nothing wrong with a man putting his sweat and his toil into a building that he should learn. You don't want to do the things you do. You want to stay the hell out of this here death house.
Right.
And now, after 5 years, finally, we're going to put some guy... This guy was adjudicated guilty, given the death penalty. Down for the count he goes.
You want revenge.
Do I want revenge? No, let me think. No, I want a psychopath put out of commission. I want a guy that can't be rehabilitated, thrown down a hole. I want him thrown onto a garbage pit. And guess what? If he dies and goes to heaven and Jesus loves him and God loves him, that's great! If you think this guy is, you know, is as innocent as the driven snow, he's going to croak, he's going to go to heaven, Jesus is going to take him in, everything's beautiful, and we won't have to have him here.
You talk really big. What would you do if you was going to be in a death chamber?
I guess I'd deserve it. I don't know, man, if I was in it. What do you mean? What would I do? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean, man? Like you committed a crime?
Yeah, if you were going to be down for the count.
I guess I'd be upset about it.
Yeah, so?
What? Get out of here, you idiot.
You would be.
Yes, I would. So I guess I won't commit any crimes. Phil Hendry Show produced by Jason Rantz. Technical director is Charles Wigan. And, of course, our associate producer, Dan Northcraft. Thank you. PhilHendryShow.com. PhilHendryShow.com for all of your Phil Hendry radio comedy needs.
You go down for the count.
Oh, why don't you go down for the count?
Yeah, you wish.
Phil Hendry.
That's what she said.